In our community, we are, if you'll notice, who has heard of the Hope Center? And we've talked about it before. You're going to find out more about it tonight. And we've partnered with them before, but TNT is partnering with the Hope Center to share the love of the gospel of Jesus Christ with our community. And that's the whole point. In other words, what's the point of church? What's the point of gathering together with the group of believers? It's to worship God, to enjoy worshiping Him together because He enjoys that. It's to encourage one another and spur one another on. But to what? Hebrews 11:25 says, to spur one another on to love and good deeds. So a part of coming together to worship God and with the songs or with the message, it's to equip us to go out. The whole point is to go out and to minister to our community, to others, to serve them, to serve in our families, in our homes. And so this opportunity to partner together with the Hope Center, which is a ministry in our community, in Woodstock, that's reaching and serving people that we have no idea what they're doing, but that's the body of Christ. That's part of the body of Christ, and this is a joy to be able to partner with them. And if you'll notice, go to the next slide, in Philippians, Paul's writing to the church there, and he says this, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, so Paul's talking to this church, whether I come and see you or I'm not even there, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit and one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. If you understand, there's a lot of frightening that come when you step out to go serve or to go give or to go share the gospel. There's a fear that kind of grips us, that kind of comes in. Well, that's the point of coming together, to encourage each other, to, you know, make one another stronger in going out together. Verse 28 can only be there if verse 27 happens. If you stand firm in one spirit and one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. We need to be striving side by side together. That's what we do in TNT, but we can't just stop here. We've got to be side by side with ministries in our community and in missions as we go out, in our families, everywhere. So that's what we want to do tonight. You can go to the next slide. Is find out more about the Hope Center and what they do and the ministry that they do. And you can come on up. Roz Heaton is their program director, and I've been working and known Roz for years now. And she's going to come in and just share, and you can just come up here. Yep, on the riser. And she's going to share some things, and then we're going to talk more about how we're going to try to come together to minister to our community. So it's all yours, Roz.
Okay. Good evening, guys. Do you hear me okay with this? Okay. I have been sitting back there, and I am just so impressed. I really am impressed by you guys. I love that last prayer request, which was about TNT going out and being just a reflection of God in the community. And essentially, we at the Hope Center, what we do, and the name Hope is a great name. We get all sorts of calls from people looking for hope, looking that they might be in a bind from a whole bunch of different things. But quite honestly, the Hope Center is a pregnancy help center. So for those other calls that we get, we refer them out to other ministries in the community. But what we see, and I've been working at the Hope Center for about 17 years. It's actually been in Woodstock for over 20 years. And what we do is we minister to young men and women that come into the Hope Center and they're facing an unplanned pregnancy. Most of the time they come in and they're frightened, they're scared. We see a lot of young people your age, and then we see older people, we see married couples even that just financially aren't ready to have a baby financially, or just they don't have the housing, or maybe it was just unplanned. And the Hope Center has been a beacon of light, kind of like Hillside, as far as granting hope and help to those individuals coming in. First of all, there's no judgment at the Hope Center. People walk in there, we're not their moms, we're not their judges. We come alongside them and try to assist. And we share Jesus Christ with them. We try to be a reflection of Christ with them. And of course, we try to promote them or direct them to a church in the area where they could get continued just teaching about who Christ is. Some of the things that we do with our the young women and men that come into us is that they're trying to find out, well, first of all, if they're pregnant. So we do free pregnancy tests. We verify with an ultrasound. And then we talk about their options. And there's three options if they are pregnant.
As you're listening to this, one of the things, as you're thinking, yeah, she's here, if that's something that you go through, obviously, or an issue that you have, this Hope Center's here for you. But also, even more, why we're doing this, you guys listen to this because you're the ones that rub elbows with everybody out there and the other teenagers. And so you got to understand, hear what they have and what they can offer, because you're the ones out there telling people. When you hear, oh, so-and-so may be pregnant or whatever, what do I do? You can tell them, hey, there's a place. And so you need to listen in, because sometimes we say, well, that's not hitting me. It's not about you particularly. It's for you to go out and minister to others. So taking this information to go let other people know about it. And it's for guys and girls. So
yeah, it is. And I'm sharing this with you guys because you might know of somebody that can use the help of the Hope Center. Another thing that we do is STD testing, and it's free. Everything is confidential. And you could go out there, and if you know of somebody that is frightened or whatever, you could say, listen, you can go to the Hope Center, and it's free, and it's confidential. And for the young woman, for example, who's thinking about abortion or thinking about adoption, doesn't know what to do, well, we come alongside them, and what we do is just give them the information so they can make a wise, informed decision. So what we do is decision support. And I want to thank you guys. Hillside has been a support for the Hope Center for years. Besides financially supporting us, Pastor Steve has allowed us to use this area here for different types of conferences. We have one that's coming up real soon. And you guys are our ambassadors. You know, in the word it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you because the Lord has appointed you to share the good news and to bind up the brokenhearted. And you guys are part of those ambassadors. You really are. You have a great place here, and I am just so thankful that you guys are partnering with us with the Silver Ring thing that's coming up soon. And we'll share a little bit more about that. But, you know, I wanted to just share a little brief testimony of one of a young woman that actually came through the Hope Center, and they're going to show a brief 6-minute video on that. So, thank you.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm 16 years old.
I'm Justin, and I'm 16 years old. My girlfriend and I found out that we were going to have a baby.
Felt like throwing up and crying at the same time.
I was pretty scared, and I just looked at God and prayed. I didn't know really what to do.
As a result, I had to quit going to my school because it was a private Christian school, and what I did was not allowed there. I had to quit my cheerleading squad.
We broke the rules of the school. She had to stop cheering, and I had to stop playing football.
Then as it became more real, I just felt broken and ashamed.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Good.
I heard about the Hope Center through my mom, who heard about it through a friend at school, and we started going there the week after I told my parents.
You brought your homework?
Yes, ma'am.
That's okay.
I just wanted to help somebody who had been in a similar situation. I got pregnant before I was married, and having had that experience, I know what it's like, and so I just wanted to help somebody else who was also going through that experience.
The Hope Center came to existence through prayer. It was on the heart of a number of women who were praying together and wanted to provide an opportunity for young women who found themselves in an unplanned or untimely pregnancy, to have a place to go, to look for answers, to look for hope. We primarily are a one-on-one ministry, so young women, their partners, their parents, their spouses come in and they'll meet one-on-one with our volunteer mentors.
Well, how's everything going? There's a lot going on right now.
Is there?
And that's a relationship that, it may be a one-time opportunity. It may be a relationship that continues.
I don't want to beat them over the head, you know, with the Bible or with God. But I let them know that there is a place that they can go to find the hope that they need, the peace that they need, the strength that they need.
I also let them know that I am not judging them, but that I tell them how much God loves them. But I also tell them that this was not God's plan. And God's plan is for them to have been married before they had sex, and for them to have been married before they have children, and that because of the situation that they're now in, that there are consequences.
The typical individual who comes to the Hope Center is at a point of crisis. What they're looking for is someone who can come alongside them. And that's one of our greatest praises, when someone even walks in the door or makes that phone call, because most often in the heart of a young woman who discovers an unplanned pregnancy, she wants to be able to carry that baby. She wants to be able to bring that baby life. But it's all of the circumstances in her life that tend to make her think that that's not possible. And what we want to do is open that back up again and say, don't underestimate the power of God to work in your life. We tell all of our clients that we don't refer for abortion, we don't recommend abortion. We want to prepare them, if that is a choice they make, we want them to know that they're never beyond God's forgiveness, but we want them to make an informed choice and not think that it's their only choice. There are childbirth preparation classes and parenting classes.
We have post-abortion classes that helps the healing process for those who have chosen abortion as an alternative.
We offer a number of support services, even premarital and marriage counseling, so that if there are those individuals who are pursuing a deeper relationship, they can walk that way. The Baby and More Thrift Store offers the necessities that a young family may need in the way of formula and diapers and wipes. And then we also offer clothing, some furniture, and our clients earn money through our programs. It's called Earn While You Learn. And then they can take that and spend that for their needs, for their wants, some of them, and use that in the Baby and More Thrift Store.
This is Madison Rose. She was born 1224, March 19th, and she weighs 5 pounds 15 ounces, and she's 18 inches long.
It's when those stories come full circle and someone comes back and says, you know what, you made a difference at a really important time.
I just needed godly advice right then and godly guidance, which is what I found with my counselor, Danny. And I also found a friend with her and just was able to get through things a lot easier with the help of the Hope Center.
They're still going to open up, I think, more to somebody, especially somebody that they know that they can trust. And they know that really cares about them.
I know you make God happy with what you do, and just helping everybody and praying with everybody. We all appreciate it very much.
And that's what we offer at the Hope Center. We offer unconditional love and grace and caring and hope. That's what it's all about.
All we need to do is be faithful day by day, to do what God is calling us to do, to welcome those He brings, to make sure that the word has gotten out there, that people know they have a place they can come, called the Hope Center.
Thank you very much, the Hope Center.
That's my purpose here for tonight, to get the word out there that people know, and you guys know people, to let them know that the Hope Center does exist. That was over in Highway 5. Now we've moved over by Lowe's, Molly Lane off of 92. Our Baby and More Thrift Store now carries clothing also for women and for men. We've expanded. And so thank you so much for getting the word out there. And now I'd like to, am I going to kick off the silver ring thing?
We're going to talk, what she was talking about, and I don't need a platform, do I? But what she was talking about with this, the silver ring thing, it's an event that talks about purity and the gospel of Christ. But the question is, and the Hope Center sponsors this. We did it, they've done it several times. One time in the past here, another time at Woodstock First Baptist. But Roz just calls and said, we want to do this event. Tell us a little bit, why do you like to sponsor these events? Do you see the need for these?
Okay. Every 3 or 4 years, we put on a big event. And you know when you actually look at statistics, there's over 55% of youth, people in high school, that have made a commitment for purity. Except we hear just the total opposite. Everybody says everybody's doing it, everybody's having sex. But that's not necessarily true. And the Silver Ring event is actually, it's a huge event, lots of lights, lots of hype music, and you have youth that actually share. They're on the road 9 months, and they just encourage a message, a time of purity for all the youth in the area. And I'm praying that you guys might be able to expand and share this with your neighbors, with your friends, with your schoolmates, and get them to come out. You know, it's funny, when you hear these things and you make a commitment as a group, it just encourages you to continue and hang on to that message. Why? Because then you don't have to worry about an unplanned pregnancy or an STD or just your college plans and everything else going down the drain because you didn't hold off a little. So this is a great event. It's a fun event, and I would love for you guys to all come and bring some friends.
So awesome. Okay, thank you. As we talk about this event, it's going to be on February the 7th. That's in a few weeks. It's going to be in here. The word, there'll be posters out. There'll be word. There's already some people who have signed up, registered online from other churches. They see this. They'll be coming here. And the whole thing, what I told Roz was, what we like to do, what the vision that I have, is that we host with them. That it's just not just a location, but that we're a part of this. And that we're a part of Hope Center. And we're a part of reaching out in the community. And the issue is, and she works at the Hope Center, they work with youth, student after student who has unplanned pregnancies or are coming in scared or, I mean, all that whole realm. And they share Christ with them. They share the love of Jesus. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to share the love of, when people mess up, God calls us to love them. And so she sees the need to get this message out. And a big event draws people, all right? Big events draw people. Lots of lights, they do. They bring in a big event. And the Silver Ring thing, it's a well put together. We had another group, I think it was a True Love Waits or before. But this time, Silver Ring thing does a really good job of presenting and presenting the gospel. But it's a huge event. It's exciting. And they'll have the smoke and the lights and drama, skit, that kind of stuff. And the whole point is you can look at it and say, well, there's a bunch of fluff. Well, yeah, there's fluff in the sense of trying to get the gospel out in a relevant way that people will come and it'll connect with them. And so that's why we want to say, okay, we want to make this place just rocking for Christ. I mean, and so people coming in but getting the gospel but in an exciting way. So we want to make sure we're all going out and telling people and bringing people to this. As much as we can. That number on top of the screen, 770-924-0864, I'd love for you to pull out your cell phone. You don't have to, but to put that number in under Hope Center so that if anybody, if you're talking with people, it comes up, you can say, hey, here's a number you can call. Because if you have it right there and give it to them, there's a stronger likelihood that they'll actually call this place. And you already know they have a heart to help and a heart to mentor, walk alongside, to do what the scripture says. And we want to walk alongside the Hope Center in the way that they're walking alongside those people who are hurting and are having a hard time. And ultimately can experience the love of Christ. You know, you hear that one thing in there about Stephanie's story, and she shared about how, well, we broke the rules at the school, so we couldn't do these things anymore. And And you just, there's a part where you grieve. God wants us to love and to embrace, you know, and to forgive. And that's what he calls us to. So we need to be about that business in a strong way. Another thing is, this is the silver ring thing. And so they have silver rings and that you get. Now, you don't have to get a ring, but they're something that they'll, you know, they'll promote at the silver ring thing. And a lot of people say, well, I see people get rings and all this all the time, and they break their commitment, and a ring is so superficial, and it just, but the facts are, this is factual, 75% of the people who make commitments at the silver ring thing actually keep those commitments. 75%, I'm sorry, this is the statistic. Those who make a commitment at the silver ring thing or make a commitment to purity are 75% more likely to stay pure until marriage. That is huge. That's huge. And so the reality is, okay, well, you get a ring, but listen, go to the next slide. Dawn and I, no, this should be another one. Yeah. Dawn and I have a ring on my finger. This ring does not make me keep my commitment to my wife. Does it? The ring that she has does not make her keep the commitment she has to me. But we wear rings. Why? Well, we wear them to remember. When I look at that ring, when I put it on, I remember my commitment that I made 25 years ago. She remembers it. Also, it kind of tells the world, I've made a commitment to somebody. And you can see this, that I've made a commitment. And it encourages me along with my commitment. Do you see what I'm saying? We're built to have things to remember, to help us remember. Even Christ, if you go, now you can go to that communion slide. Christ gives us communion. Why did he give us communion? He said, here's communion. I want you to do this. And as often as you do it, remember me. Remember what I did for you on the cross. Remember how I rose from the dead. Remember how I spilled out my blood for you and my body was crushed for your sin. He gave us a remembrance. You see what I'm saying? God knows what we need, and we need things like these for remembrance, and they're good. And you don't have to. You don't have to get a ring. That's not the issue. The issue is these things are good, and they're appropriate, and they're things that we can encourage others in their lives. Go to the next slide. So as we go forward for February 7th, it's my prayer that we all in here encourage this, support this, get the word out, get people here, and that night to even take a place where we're welcoming people in, like, it's so awesome that you're here. You know what I'm saying? Hosting people well. And that it's something that God takes and just uses in a huge way in people's lives, but also in our community's lives and with the Hope Center. So along with the people who come, like she said, they travel 9 months. These are like college-age students that are going around traveling 9 months. Others are older. But they come in, and simply we can encourage them. We're going to house them. We'll be getting housing for them and taking care of them for the day that they're here. So this is an incredible opportunity to play out the scripture in Philippians that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel and not frightened in anything by your opponents. So encourage those that aren't here at TNT that are a part of us. As we start talking about the silver ring thing coming on February 7th and do everything, we've got also some cards that we're going to give out tonight so you can take several to give to people saying, hey, this is coming up. This tells you about it. Now, what I want to do, I want to play a video. There's a promo for silver ring thing. And you can play this certain promo, but then there was also a leader parent promo. And when I was looking at it, I was telling Roz, I said, I want to play the leader parent promo. I want to play what they play for the leaders and the parents in talking about this event. Because I want you all to hear it from the perspective, hey, we need to be about leading this thing, hosting it, and getting the word out to people. So watch this as he shares about their intent with the silver ring thing.
My name is Jason, and I'm the Vice President of Silver Ring Thing. No matter how you got to the point of watching this video today,
I believe we are all called to such a time as this. As pastors, leaders, and parents, now is the time for us to stand up and to support this generation in the present struggle. You know, there's no question that we live in a culture that's obsessed with sex. It's plastered on every corner and paraded down every street. And it's never been so perverted, devalued, abused, and just stripped of all intimacy and purpose as right now. Sadly, it is our youth who are worst affected. A recent study shows that by their 19th birthday, nearly 7 out of 10 students have had sex. That's 7 out of 10 students who are dealing with confusion, hurt, regret, and guilt. That's students who are falling away from their faith and setting themselves up for chaos in future relationships and marriage. Something has got to be done. Now that's where Silver Ring Thing can help. Silver Ring Thing is the national event that defies the norms of culture and speaks honestly to teens about sex. And this isn't churchy or preachy, but real lives and real stories that meet your students where they are and challenge them to something greater. The concert-style event of drama, music, videos, humor, testimonies, it all just opens the door and paves the way for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be presented, where the real hope, healing, and transformation occurs. You know, as parents, pastors, leaders, we need to be believers that God's word is true and that His will can be accomplished. His will to be set apart and sexually pure is possible today. We can't fall victim and be influenced by a culture that says it's either absurd or unrealistic. We can't fall to them. We've got to stand up now, because the truth is that students who make a formal pledge to purity are 75% more likely to keep their virginity intact by the time they get to their marriage bed. Now, to me, that's something worth fighting for. That is something worth giving of our time and our effort to see happen. So pastors, leaders, get on board with this event. Be a part of a movement to transform your community. Your students will follow where you lead them, and what is important to you becomes important to them. Be a believer in what God can do and the conviction that He can build into your students' lives. Bring them out to this event. Encourage them to bring a friend, all their friends. Silver Ring Thing was designed with them in mind to reach the lost and to show them the hope and the love of Jesus Christ. We also have follow-up tools and resources for you that will help your students not only make this commitment, but keep it. Parents, come on out. Bring your kids out. Some may come kicking and screaming, but they will leave encouraged and inspired, hearing a message in a way that they've never heard it before. Invite your friends and your neighbors and tell them to bring their teens, and come on out yourself. We offer a special parent session at each event that is designed to instruct you on what's going on in today's youth culture and how you can best support your teen in this decision. You know, parents are the leading influence in a teen's life, so make this a vital part of your family. This year's theme for Silver Ring Thing is called Rewind, Begin with the End in Mind, and it's really pretty simple. Today impacts tomorrow. With so many students today just living for the moment, this is a challenge to live for something greater, to live in a way that fulfills rather than frustrates God's plan. So get on board and come on out to this. Rally around your community and say, this is what we're going to stand for. This is what's important. I promise you, it's a decision you will never regret. We'll see you soon.
You know, I'm over here on your left. It's going to be a great event, and the theme, like they were saying, is Rewind. And so we'll show that. Matt will show that little promo right now, the Rewind promo that kind of talks a little bit about the event itself, the theme of it, so you can get an understanding of what their purpose is, what their desire is. So are you ready? Okay.
At some point, you will rewind your life and ask yourself, what am I proud of? What would I have done differently? The truth is, your life is on play. But sometimes you need to pause, think, and look where you're going. If you follow God's plan for sex, you will realize the future reward. If you live only for the present, then you will miss what's in store. While you can't go back and change the past, each new moment is a chance to say, how can I begin with the end in mind?
The thing that gets me is Satan loves, I mean, you're surrounded all the time with so much temptation, and Satan loves it when people give in and break down and in the moment and live for the moment. But God's calling us to so much greater, and so we're missing the plan that God has for us and the joy that he really has and the purpose, and we don't have to, and we can get this word out. But it all comes through the gospel of Jesus, understanding how much he loves us, and that he died for us and wants us to have freedom in our life, freedom from sin, and freedom to do what God is calling us to do and to love others purely. And to have relationships of marriage that are right and pure and selfless. He can provide that, but we got to get people here to hear the message. And then what's cool is this, as we partner with the Hope Center and we have this event, this is where we have ministry, so we're able to invite them back. Those that don't have church, we'll invite them. Hey, go to a church that you know, get back into church if you've drifted away, but now we can offer them here, come in. We want to minister. You right where you just had this, be back on Thursday nights, you know, and we can continue ministering and encouraging people. So that's the whole point, to join them in ministry. One more, and we just have to show this one because I really like it.
On the way home from the Silver Ring show, I asked my mom about sex. And instead of telling me about sex, she gave me a book about sex, saying it was about the birds and the bees. Except there's only one big yellow bird. And to be honest, I'm not even sure if this bird's male or female. I've been looking really hard at it. Oh, wait, there it is. Yeah, it's definitely a male bird. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That actually was a tail.
Take control with one of the most powerful rings in the world. Join the thousands of other young people that have already put on this ring at SRT Trade.
So, just even in that avenue, you get a sense of, putting a hurting on Big Bird. But get a sense that there's going to be fun, there's going to be, you know, enjoyment at this event with a real message of Jesus Christ. So, praise team can come on up. And as we go into worship, what I'm going to ask is to be in prayer for what God wants to do on February 7th. This is the Thursday before Valentine's Day, and be in prayer, and also be in prayer for how he may want to use you to try to promote this. And like I said, we've got cards that we'll be passing out as you head out tonight, and just grabbing several to go and give to people. And so make sure everybody grabs one as you're leaving so you can give them. Also, up here, Roz brought several brochures. One is basically on the Hope Center itself, information. So several of you come and just grab that so you're aware of these things. You may even want to volunteer there some or help there. There's also another brochure called Men of Hope that talks about how Hope Center helps men, young men, and encourages them. So we'll have those available as you're leaving too, for those, and as well as a Hope Center card that you can put in your wallet or purse to give to somebody if they're in a situation. Because people get in these situations all the time, and you can say, here, go there. And it's a way of even sharing Christ with them, because the Hope Center will share Jesus with them. Does that make sense? So let's worship and bring all the praise and the glory to God.